Hello and welcome to Nat Enough Time, where I, your host Nat, are going to be talking about some global issues that I feel like are not given enough presence or light in today's modern media, but we simply don't have enough time left on our planet to be pushing these issues into the back corner. Today, I'm going to be talking about light pollution. Now first, what is light pollution? It is man-made brightening of the night sky, which disrupts the natural cycle of night and day. It also prevents viewing of the night sky. This doesn't sound like such a big issue, but the literal dictionary definition is a pollution that is entirely man-made. Now, there's multiple different types of light pollution, and I'm going to be talking about five of them. The main types are glare, trespass, glow, clutter, and uplight. Glare, I believe we've all experienced sometime in our life, mostly from sunlight shining directly into our eyes. It's the visual sensation one experiences when stray light in a visual field is greater than the light around it to which the eyes are adapted to. Light trespass is simply when light from a lamppost, for example, that is meant to shine directly onto the street to light up for cars, shines into your house through your window. It's light that strays off the path of where it's supposed to be and impedes into other areas. Light glow is that dome-like light shape that can be seen over cities. Light clutter is an excessive grouping of bright lights. For example, if you're driving down the highway and you have all the millions of light posts shining straight in front of you, there's too many there in such a small amount of space. They're not needed. And then uplight is the most egregious form of light pollution. It is when lights are simply shined directly up into the atmosphere. These are usually used on big billboards at night. They are entirely wasteful and serve almost no purpose. So, you might have figured this out before, but what caused all this? I think the answer is pretty obvious. It was us. This entire disruption is because of our use of artificial lights. And sure, I understand, because of modern technology and innovations, we do need lights. We can't survive on just sunlight and moonlight alone anymore. It's not an option. But we've gone too far. Now, there are thousands upon thousands of different effects of light pollution that affect totally different parts of our experience, but I'm going to be talking about three of them: the environmental effects, the economical effects, and the varied effects on physical and emotional human health. First off, light pollution's effect on our environment. This is mainly going to be focused on birds and sea turtles. Birds are often confused by big bright city lights due to their migrational patterns. Birds actually use the stars to navigate at night like old sailors used to do before we had maps and global positioning systems. And the bright lights confuse them as they think it's either the sun or the moon, and they fly towards these cities rather than the directions they should be migrating in. And because they get so off track, many birds often die, or they're just killed in these big cities because they're not stable environments that they can survive in, that crash directly into building walls, for example. And then sea turtles are often killed because when they're born on the beaches, how they find the water is they'll see the moonlight reflected over the water surface, and they'll go towards that. But it's very common now that the big lights in the city will imitate that same moonlight, and so turtles will crawl towards that as they don't know any better, and they end up smushed under a car on a concrete surface rather than in the ocean where they belong. Next, the economical effects. It depends on where you live, but if you live in a big city or even the suburbs of a big city, you spend so much money on wasted outdoor lighting that you don't need and you don't even realize it. Your electricity bills can be so much lower if you're just more conscious of your electricity usage. It's even a study from the Charles E. Schmidt College of Science found that in the U.S. in 2012, we wasted about 3,487,306,003 in outdoor lighting. Considering that this is a problem that can be so easily helped, if not fixed. It's almost insulting how little we are doing to help and how much of an impact it's causing. This much money might not seem much when it's played out between every individual American, but still, $3 billion is a huge amount, and that's a yearly amount that happens every year. Think of how much that adds up over time. Next, I'm going to be talking about the varied effects on physical human health. Light pollution affects something called the circadian rhythms. If you don't know what that means, it's the physical, mental, and behavioral changes that follow your daily cycle. For example, you get up with the sun, you work throughout the day, and when the sun sets, you go to sleep. That's the circadian rhythm for many non-nocturnal animals like we are, and what we did in primitive times. But nowadays, we are able to extend that daytime with our artificial lighting and it confuses our minds. We don't have enough natural darkness and we don't get to bed as often as we should. And these circadian rhythms help regulate hormones and other bodily functions. By screwing these up, we're damaging our bodies. Also, this creates a lack of melanin. Melanin is used for multiple things involving mood stabilization, but it also helps stop cancer cell growth. In the same collection of data from the Charles E. Schmidt College of Science, they mention how melanin helps stop cancer cell growth because it normally impedes the growth and can even cause the cancer cell death. But because of this lack of melanin, breast cancer and other forms of cancer are becoming more common, and so light pollution is being invested as a cause for some of these cancers. And whether or not any of these issues apply to you, it doesn't matter if you feel like this doesn't affect you specifically. It is still your job to help out in the effort. Help your fellow humans on this planet. We all need to give in and help out. If you can do something as simple as turning off your lights at night, maybe that's enough. Because right now, along with all of this, we can't see the stars. In big cities, just go into Chicago, for example, and look up at the night sky. You'll be stressed to find a single star in that mass of light. And that's because of us. Think of how many musicians and artists in our time and in the past were inspired by the night sky. It implored them to do amazing things, to create amazing pieces like Van Gogh's Starry Night that we still remember now. In fact, it's incredible to think that Van Gogh's Starry Night, with, of course, some edits, was what he saw back in the day. And it's what we can see again if we truly give an effort to see our stars again. Stargazing doesn't give you money, or it doesn't stop the birds from dying, or it doesn't cure cancer, but it's relaxing, it's a stress reliever, it's just enjoyable, and I feel like we all need that in our lives, whether it comes from stargazing or something else, but the fact that we're stopping someone else's maybe source of calm and relaxation is just kind of rude. This is an issue that we can fix and we need to fix. So now with all that through, what can you do? The IDA, the International Dark Sky Association that I mentioned earlier, has a master site for sources on all types of things about light pollution, what it is, examples. There's even a map of the US and globally of the percentage of light pollution in each part of the US or globally, and so you can find out how horrible it is depending on where you live. They also have information on possible meetups where you can try and track the dark sky with them. They're an amazing organization. Check them out if you have the time. I'll put the link in the description. Another way you can help on a more personal level is going to corglow.ca. They are a company that produces glowing rocks that you can use to light the paths up to your home rather than using porch lights. which are often too bright and shine light in many directions it's not supposed to. Core glow is healthy for the environment and gives off no light pollution at all, and is really much better than the standard lights most people have outside their homes. They come in multiple colors, and they're also just really pretty. There's also multiple apps you can use to try and keep track of the night sky. One app I've personally used is Loss of the Night. It basically gives you a example of what the night sky should look like and what constellations you should be able to see, and then you tell them what constellations you're actually able to see, and it helps them track the level of light pollution in your location, so you obviously will have to provide your location for the app to work, but then it will help contribute to finding out where light pollution is the worst, so we can figure out which areas need the most help. And of course, the easy solution, turn off your lights. When you go to bed, you don't need all the lights in your house on. When you leave the house, you don't need the TV on. It's such a simple thing that so many people forget, and it's really one of the main reasons all this is so bad, because all of that adds up over time. You think when it's you and it's just one light on in your kitchen, it's not going to affect all that much. But think of that one light on in your kitchen, and give that light to every single person that lives in your city, and then leave that light on all the time for years. Seems a bit bigger of an effect, doesn't it? Thank you so much for listening. I hope this really inspired you to take action on this issue, or at least find more about it for yourselves. And with all that said, good night. Remember to turn off your lights.